We are learning Maseches Vavasra of Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 10 lines from the top of Daf Tezayin, at the end of a line. The first word of the line is Loichoto, at the end of that line. Now we learned so far that Eiv starts off with that the Satan went around the entire world and came back and said, there's no one like Avraham Avinu. And Hashem said, what do you mean? What about Eiv? So he said, a big deal. Eiv has everything. He has all the bracha in the world. It's not a chiddush that he's so good. Let me give him some tzaros, see what happens. And we gave him a bunch of tzaros that killed all his children, took away all his possessions. And Eiv did not say anything connected to Hashem. He ripped his clothing and he said, Yishem Hashem Mevairach. So it says now, in the beginning of Perek Beis in Eiv, it starts off going again, Vayiyah Yoim. Starts in Perek Beis again, the Malachim gather to talk to Hashem. Where are you coming from? He said, I just went around the entire world. This is what he said in front of Hashem. That's what he said in Lashon Masalach. I went around the whole world. I did not find the Eved Nemon like Avraham Avinu, like it says. You have to remember that in Shemayim, there's no music of time. Everything's the same thing. So you go around the whole world. All you saw was Avraham. Uvashah shebikesh likbar Sarah. Once welcome Kaibra. And even though when Sarah died, he had to find a place to bury Sarah. He didn't find any, he don't want to give him any place, and Hashem told him that you kum asalach baharat, you gained the heart of Israel. He didn't say anything connected to this. So the Sultan tells Hashem, there's no one like Avraham Avinu. Vayomer Hashem el ha-Satan. This sounds very similar to Perek Aleph, but the psukim a little different. Vayomer Hashem el ha-Satan, asamta libcha al avdi Eiv. Did you look at my Eved Eiv? Ke'en kamoyu baharat, ish tom v'yosho yireli kim, shomera. Vaydenu mach, this is the extra words from this pasuk. Vaydenu machzik b'tumasai, and he's still holding stark with his tzidkus. But tisibeni by levalachinam, and you convinced me to hurt him for no reason. That's what says in the pasuk. So Rav Yechon, those words are a major word. But tisibeni by levalachinam, Rav Yechon, amalei mikra kasuv. If not for the pasuk that says it, the efshelo imrei, you wouldn't be able to say such a thing. That a kodesh baruch hu kaviyachol is like someone you could convince him and he gets convinced. But that's what it says. Hashem says, look, you convinced me to do something to him, and he's still a big tzaddik. He's still holding stark. But it says in a brisa about what the Satan does. Yored umase, he goes down and tries to trick people, tries to make people do averis. Va'oilo margis, he goes up to Shemayim and it prosecutes against the Eden, against these people, against the Eden. Noitor shos noitor neshama, and then he gets a shos and takes the neshama. This is the way of the Satan. This is the way the Satan does such things. And here we see the same thing. The Satan is going to try to undermine this whole tzidkus. Vayana Satan es Hashem. So the Satan tells Hashem, Vayomer, or bad or v'chosh lishitim v'nafshay. Big deal that he's not so angry at you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'maisa, he's perfectly healthy. A person will give all his money for being in good health. So he gave up his possessions and his kids. But L'maisa, he's still perfectly fine. So of course he's not going to say he gets something against you yet. Ulam, shlach no yodcha v'gal atzma yivel v'soro yim lo yalpanecha yivarecha. Let's see if we touch his body and his basar, hurt him, himself. We'll see if he doesn't which means a lashon of sagino, a lashon of klala. Let's see if there he's not going to curse a kodesh baruch hu chas shalom. Vayomer Hashem al ha-Satan. So Hashem answers the Satan. He says, "Hinu biyodcha aches nafshi shamar." He's in your hands. Do every yisurim you want to him, to his guf, to his body. Any yisurim, but make sure he doesn't die. Vayetze ha-Satan be'eis pnei Hashem. Vayaches Eiv, this is the pasuk. I'm reading the pasuk more than the Gemara says. Vayaches Eiv b'shchin ra, he hit Eiv with a terrible shchin, mekaf ragl, terrible blisters, mekaf ragloi va'ad kod kodko. He gave him terrible yisurim. That's what happened over here. And the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yitzchak, kasha tzarei shal satan yosem she'iriv. The pain of the satan was even more in the yiriv. Why? Because it's very hard to give someone yesurim, but it has to be enough yesurim that it hurts very much, but it doesn't kill him. So Moshe Levitch, Omar Le Rabbi, shavar chavis, break this chavis, v'shmar seyna, don't lose any wine. And that was the satan's job. He had to give yesurim to yiriv and make sure not to kill him. Omar Shlokesh, Shlokesh says, who has satan? When the Darshan from Psukim, that the Satan, Yetzirah, and the Malach HaMavah are all the same person. Amar Shlokesh, who Satan, who Yetzirah, who Malach HaMavah, all the same person. Who Satan, the Chassid, says in the Pasuk, Vayetzirah, Satan, Me'ez Pnei Hashem, and who Yetzirah, Ksiv Hasam, Rak, Kalayoim. It says, Loshen Rak, when it comes to the Yetzirah, Ksiv Hach, it says over here, Rak, Elov, Al Tishach Yodcha, Loshen Rak. So you see, it says Satan first in the Pasuk, and it says Rak. That same Loshen says, Vayetzirah. And who Malchamavas the Chsiv Ach is Nafshe Shemar? It says, "Be careful not to kill him." You see, it was up to him, up to the Sultan to kill him or not. So you see, he's the Malchamavas. Am Bedei Kaima. So you see, he's the Malchamavas. Amar Rav Levi, Sultan Upanino Shem Shemayim Nesgavin. In this case, by the case of Iyiv, the Sultan was Shem Shemayim, and Panina also, who used to chepper Chana, who used to tease Chana for having children. Both of them was Shem Shemayim Nesgavin. Satan, what was the Shem Shemayim? Kim Nechazi Lakaris Baruch Hu did not yet die to Bas Yiv. He was, his das was going Bas Yiv. He really loved Yiv a lot. Om Chas Hashem, Minchile Racham Rusil Avram. Maybe Hashem will Chas Hashem forget the godless of Avram. If he wanted to push that there was no one, anyone, any time in history, there's no one like Avram Avinu. That was the Satan's Kavana. And Penina, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk says about Penina, that she wanted her to daven because Hashem didn't give her children. Penina's kavana was to give her tzaros, and then she'll daven to Hashem and have children. But still, as we know, it was not a good thing. Even though Shem Shemayim, you can't tease someone even Shem Shemayim. Darshar Racha by Yaakov Pupnio. Rav Yaakov Darshan this drasha that Rav Levi said about the Satan and Penina. Also Satan Ashka the Kari. Satan came and gave him a kiss on his feet. He was so happy how he was saying that Satan was a Chavon Shem Shemayim. The Mice, after all the Tsaras, Iyev lost all his children, he lost all his possessions. He himself was very, very sick with terrible boils. B'chol Zois, L'chota Iyev B'svasov. And still, Iyev was not Chayta B'svasov. He didn't say anything anything connected Hashem, beferish. It says Lashem Mitzvasov, huh?
We know all these things happened to
you. Yeah?
We don't know where
it
was.
No, the possible. We don't know which generation it was. Yeah. Which generation? Yeah. We don't know what generation it is. Yeah.
We don't know anything about
it. No, it was written down. It was written down. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write what time it was. That's the machlokes. That didn't say. That's missing. who if it's Yidu a guy and what their generation doesn't say in the pasuk. But there's 50 brachim of psukim that the Marsh's Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, and that's how we know everything. It's the same thing how we know everything else everywhere else in Malachim and everything else. We know from what was written down.
We
don't know exactly. Yeah, we don't know whatever it doesn't say. We don't know. First of all, the big issue. Chazal is different than Havda El Havdalas, the Goyim. The Goyim just make up something, whatever they think, and then when they find they're wrong, they just make something else up. That's all. They just make things up. That's all. The Chazal, everything in Chazal. Chazal knew everything, and everything is true.
So much information about it.
Yeah.
But we don't know who you are.
Exactly. We don't know. Yeah. Because there's lechata yeh b'svasav. Amar Rava b'svasav lechata chata b'liba chata. He wasn't chayta b'svasav of b'liba lechata. He was chata b'liba, but not b'svasav. Maika Amar, what's pshat in? Where do we see that he was chata b'liba, not b'svasav? There's a drasha here. Lechata yeh b'svasav. Mashma b'liba yeh. So what did he say? So we're going to see psukim here where he basically said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not running this world. But you can touch it other ways, and therefore it wasn't clearly Bisvasa. That's what Shah explains. My comment, what did he say? He said, Eretz Nitna B'yad Rasha, Pnei Sheftah Yechasem Lo Eifa Mihu. He said, so there's two ways to touch it. Omar Rava, Bikish Iyav Lahafik Ka'ara Apia, which means you can touch it like this, says, the Eretz, the land, is Nitna B'yad Rasha, is being run by the Yetzirah, by the Rishoyim, who else is running the world? It can't be Hashem running the world, because why am I getting this Torah? For no reason. Because you'll have a Korah up here. Omele Abaya, but it's not first. Like Dibur Iyav El Keneged HaSatan. He was talking Keneged HaSatan and not saying Be'etzem that's the. He wasn't saying clearly that's the midah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that it's not. He's not running the world. He was just saying Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives power to the Satan. That's all he really said. He didn't really say clearly that Hashem is not running the world. Ketanoi, like B'chalik Tanoim had Taichus Pasuk. Eretz need to be Arash. Or also Aimer, because you'll have a kara pia. He meant that the Eretz is not in the hands of Hashem. On Rabbi Shua, no, like Dibrael Klapi HaSatan, he's only talking Klapi HaSatan by saying that, not that Hashem is not running the world, that Hashem is letting the Satan prosecute certain things. And the Pesukim go weiter with more Pesukim, more things that Yev said that can be touched up as Abikarsis Mamish. Al Daitcha Kiloi Ersha Vein Miyodcha Matzel. Which Pashpasha means, he's saying, you know Hashem that it's not my riches. Elo, no one can save me. I cannot be saved. Omer Rava, Bikish Iyev Lifters Kolam Kulam Adin. He wanted to depart to everyone from any Oinshim, only from the Baruch Shalom. Barasa Shar, Parasois of Stukas. He told, you are Kosh Baruch Hu, you know, you created a Shar with split hooves, and therefore he's kosher. Barasa Chamar, Parasois of Glutos. You created a Chamar, which is Tomei. It wasn't Chamar's fault. It was born that way. Barasa Gan Eden, Barasa Gehenim. Barasa Tzadikim, you created Tzadikim, Barasa Sham. Mi Makav Yadcha. Who's going to stop you? Basically, what Rav is explaining that Eve was saying is, what do you want from me? You made me into a Rasha. Finish. What should I do? What is the answer? Af ato tofer yirav sigara sichaf nekel, which means you with your chachma, you with your brains, you're going to be mefer, you're going to say that you're going to go against Yiras Hashem with your words. Don't you know that there is a Eitzah? There is a Eitzah. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yitzhara, Baruch L'Torah Tavlin. You're wrong. It's not impossible. There's Torah Tavlin, which takes away any Haveris, any Heruri Haveris. Therefore, you're not Anushim. No one is a Taina of Anus. A person has a big Yitzhara, it's not a Taina of Anus. Because Hashem was created Torah Tavlin. And like the Vasil Sharm says, that people try all different things to try to get away from the Yetzirah. The Torah tells you already what to get. Torah Tavlin, the Gemara tells us exactly what the Eitzah is for Yetzirah. It doesn't say to say Parashas Amon. It says Boireloi Torah Tavlin. That's what it says. Karas Magar is also Torah, so it's pretty good. But it says Boireloi Torah Tavlin. That's what it says. So this is the Eitzah. I'm telling you, Vasil Sharm says people look all different Eitzahs. Torah Tavlin. Zog the Gemara Vayta Doros Rava. Maidachziv, what's behind the pasuk that says that Eoiv said like this, Birkas Oived Alai Tavoy, Belev Almona Arnon. Eoiv was talking about his great things that he did. He says, first of all, the people lost something, gave me brachas, and I gladdened the hearts of Almonas. Now, what does that mean? What's it referring to? Birkas Oived Alai Tavoy, Lam Shah, Yugaz, 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 Yugaz. He used to steal fields from Yisayim. Umashbicha, and he made it better. He approved it. Umachzir lem, he gave it back to them, and they thought they lost something, and also they got it back. Beautiful. Belev amon arin. The cholhecha dava amon. The lev anasla. There used to be amon who couldn't get married. Have a ozel shodish meilayu. He put his name on her. Vahava also vanasla, and they went and married her. What does that mean? He shodish meilayu. Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat Rashi is he says that I'm her karev. I'm a relative, and everyone wants to marry a relative of Yiv. This is when he was rich. And then, or he said he wanted to marry her. He like said, you know, by the way, I'm looking to marry her. And then everyone wants to marry her all of a sudden. So that's what he used to do in order to gladden the hearts of Almana. And the case of the Yisoyimim, you steal the field, it's a little bit shver because he not allowed to steal a field in order to be mashpiach it. So that means he didn't mamash steal it. He moved into the field and made it better. And therefore, he helped out the Yisoyimim that way. The Pasuk says, Vayter, that Eoiv said, Lu shekol yishokel, he basically said, "Kaviyachol to Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you would waive all my mitzvahs that I'm doing, my good deeds, it wouldn't equal all these unchim. These unchim are not warranted." Amar Rav, so Rav says, "Afro lapumei deiv, that the mouth of Eiv should be full of offer. Chavrusa klap Ishmaya, is he like a friend of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Like he's telling him, let's see who's right." Another pasuk like that. It says, "Lu yes v'nenu mechiach yoshes yod hashenenu." If not, halvai, there would be someone that could be mechiach between both of us. We'll see who's right. Again, Omar Rav, Afro Pumadiyoiv, Klumish Evich Mechiach as Rabbi. Is there any Evid as Mechiach as Rabbi? And the post is Vaita about Eev talking about himself, how great he is. He said, Baris Karati Leinai. I made a covenant with my eyes, which means that I didn't look at anything that's not supposed to be looked at. Amas Baina Basula. I didn't look at a Basula. I didn't look at any not good sights. I didn't look at any preachers or anything like that. That's what he says. So Omar Rav, you take out the words Afro Lepume, according to the Bach. Omar Rav, the Eev of Eev Bachinusa. Eev didn't look at other ladies. Avram afilu b'didei astakel. He didn't even look at his own wife. Tchsev hino yidati ki isha yifas mara'ot. Mechlal d'mikar lev yodla. You see, when he went to Mitzrayim, he said, oh, yisha yifas mara'ot, mashma. They didn't look at his wife, even his own wife. So therefore, the Bach takes out Afro Lepume, because he doesn't have that much regas, you don't need Afro Lepume. I am sure that Mitzrayim with the Shaila, he tries to answer the Girsa. I am sure. Says Vaita in the Pasuk that Eev says, Kale onon, kala onon vayelach kein yerech olayala. Just like a cloud disappears and does not come back, the same thing is when it comes to someone who goes into Sheol, dies, goes into the caver, lo yali, ain't coming up. He's not coming out. Omar Rav, Makan Chakofa Eev Tchias Amesim. See, for me, the Eev was Kofa and Tchias Amesim. The Pasuk says further, Asher b'sa'ara yishufeini v'harba pitzachinam. He was saying, the Kaviyachal, that Hashem just, with his anger, just destroyed me and gave me pitzachinam, gave me wounds for no reason, for no reasons. And Sa'ara also could be tied to Lashon of Seir, over here. Omar Rabba, Eev b'sa'ara charef, he was charef k'neged Hashem. See, all these psukim are, it's not mamish, but l'maisa Eev was mecharef k'neged Hashem. After he had all those sorrows, l'maisa, he did say things k'neged Hashem. Omar Rav, Eev v'sara charev v'sara ishivu. He went k'neged Hashem kaviyachol with the word sa'ara, and Hashem answered v'sara. V'sara charev k'neged Hashem v'sara ishifeni, that Hashem kills us with anger. Omar v'ar b'shoelam, shema ruach sa'ara. What he said was, the Mark explains what he said. He said, Shema Ruach Sa'ara Avril Fanecha, maybe a big wind went in front of you, v'neschav lo v'neiv l'iv, and you got mixed up between two Eevs, you give me all the Sa'aras, but you got the wrong one. So Hashem answered, v'Sa'ara Shivu, d'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, v'yan Hashem es Eev min ha-Sa'ara, it says Lashon Sa'ara, which means, we'll see what that refers to, v'yomer, Ozer, the Pasuk says, he said, Ezer no kegever chalatzecho, v'shalcho v'hoidiyeni. Which means like this, that Hashem told him like this, I created a lot of hairs on a person's head, for example, or his beard. Each hair has its own hole. Its own hole it comes out of. So two hairs should not be yoinik from the same guma. It would darken the eyesight of a person. So now Hashem says to Eev like this: Ben guma leguma le neschavli. I never mixed up between guma leguma. Think ben Eev. Every hair is tiny. I have every hair its own guma, own hole. Ben Eev Eev is chavli. It says vayta in the pasuk that Eev said, "Mi pilag l'shetev to Allah v'deril chazes karlus." So this is all Hashem's response to Eev. Hashem's response to Eev how every hashkacha pratis is very, very exact. And it means like this. So mi pileg l'shetev ta'ala v'derech l'chazakos means who made a separate path for all the water and who made a separate path for all the kailos, all the thunder. Harbi tipe barasi b'oven. I created a lot of pieces, a lot of drips of water in the clouds. Chol tipe barasi lo tufos b'yatzma. Each one has its own path. Kedesh lo yishtei tipe yoytzim tufos echot. So two tipe should not come out of one tufos. If two tipim came out of one path, it will destroy and melt the entire world. The whole world could turn into mud. It wouldn't be able to see Paris. So when tipol is chafli, I didn't get mixed up between one drip of rain and another drip of rain. Ben Eev is chafli. My mash, how do you know the high tal lushan of the tfosu? The tal is lushan of a tfos, of a path, of a ditch. Omar Rab Barashila, the Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Vayas Talag Beis Zayim Zera. This Pasuk is by Eliyahu HaNavi when he builds the Mizbeach on Har HaKarmel. It says, Vayivnes Avonim Mizbeach B'Shem Hashem, Vayas Talag Beis Zayim Zera L'Beis Mizbeach. He made water around the Mizbeach, and therefore the knock out the fire. And it's in that pasuk that Hashem says, "Daral chazes koilis, har bekoilis barasi ba'avim." I create a lot of thunder, a lot of noise in the clouds. Chol koil bekoil barasi shulanasbe. Every koil has its own path. Kedei shlo yistei koilis yoytzev shalachot. Two koils shouldn't come at one and shvil. Shemal yistei koilis shalachot. If two koils come at one and shvil, ma'akriv is koilam kulo. The whole world will be destroyed. And koil koil and schavli. Hashem says, "I've such exact eskacha pratis between koil koil and schavli. Ben ili is schavli." And the pasuk is weiter about Hashem telling Eoiv, he says, Hayadato Ace Ledes Yali Sola, Choilil Ayolos Tishmar. He's talking about these animals, these mountain animals called mountain goats, that the Yalazu, Achzoris Abanel. This animal, this Yalef, the ones who have asked, can tell me exactly what the English title of Yalef is. What is it? A mountain goat? Oh, it is a mountain goat. Okay. Yalazu, Achzoris Abanel. She is Achzoras Abanel. Meshosha Karas Ledes, when she wants to give birth, when she's about to give birth to a child, Ledes, on top of Tazayin Ambeis, Oilo L'Roi Shahar, she goes to the top of the mountain, and she wants to kill the child. She's not interested in having this child. Kadesh Yipo Mimena, in order, when she gives birth, the child should fall right off the mountain. V'yomos. V'ani Mazmullah, Hashem says that I prepare a Nesher, a eagle, Shemekable B'knofav, that's Mekable this baby with its wings. And gives it back to her, and then she's happy. She's fine. If the Nesher would pass by 1 second before, or one rega afterwards, miyad meis. This baby mountain goat would die. In regular, I don't make a chil between 1 minute to another minute. I think I make a chil between ear to ear. And the pasuk that says that same pasuk further, Choyla Ayolos Tishmar, Ayolo Zu, this Ayolo Zu Rachmat Tsar. What's Ayolo?
Gazelle.
A gazelle. So this gazelle Zu Rachmat Tsar, that its rechem, its uterus is very narrow, Tsar. So with Shosha Karas Ledes, and it's very, the baby won't be able to get out. And it needs like a cesarean. And in Mazlo Darkoin, I prepare a snake, Shemakisha is a rechem, Misrapa, and it gets soft, the Ledes. Vilmoli Makdim Rega Echad, Imach Rega Echad, Miyad Mesa, she would die. So be regular is Chavli, Ben Eev Liv is Chavli. So the Gemara says that is all the times Hashem says. You think there's no Ashkacha Pratis? If I care, there's a major Ashkacha Pratis. And it ends off there, Eoiv, Loi Bedas Yidaber, Vidvarv Loi Bahaskel. Eoiv was not talking from a full mental state. Loi bedas yidaber v'dvarav loi bahaskel. Amar Rav Makanchi in Odin Nitvas b'shas Sarai. The person Rashi says l'schayev Hashem v'daber kashem achmas Sarai yisurim. The common person loi bedas v'daber. It's not Barishas. It was loi bedas because he was knocked out of his das. That's why he spoke this way. And this is a person will not get that much. Oinshim for nitvas b'shas tzara, he's not keeping mischayim so much when he's davar kosher when it comes to tzara.